Last Sunday, as part of his sermon, Harris presented us with a contemporary creed that he'd written, setting out what he considered to be some of the cornerstones of the Christian belief. It was actually a very helpful statement, I thought, and it started me reflecting. Many of us, I guess most of us, have friends and even family members who, while they may consider themselves to be Christian nominally, have very little understanding of what the Christian faith is all about. Perhaps they're interested in finding out more, perhaps not. And for us, even those of us who come to worship Sunday by Sunday, we struggle, don't we, to define our faith. We struggle to put into words what it is that we believe. To give just one example, we affirm that we worship a triune God. As that well-known hymn expresses it, "Holy, holy, holy, God in three persons, blessed Trinity." It's one of the profound mysteries of our faith, isn't it? Of course, we know that there are not actually three persons called God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Those names are merely a traditional human attempt to gather together the three perspectives through which God is shown forth or revealed in our world. And today in the Christian calendar, the focus, as Rebecca has been talking to the children, is on Jesus' baptism. And this event has been recorded in fairly similar ways in all four Gospels. And in this baptismal story, we see the three perspectives of God together yet separated. The same unique light, we could say, but shining through three separate, distinct windows. And through the first window shines the light of God that we picture as totally removed from us. God, the omnipotent, the all-wise, the creator who made the heavens and the earth. As we sing it, he's got the whole world in God's hands. God, who is far beyond our earthly reach, as we describe it perhaps in the heavens. And our psalm this morning, as you will recall, focused on this image of God. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. The voice of God, which has incredible power, it breaks the cedars. It flashes forth flames of fire. God with control over the whole of the natural order. The traditional picture, I guess, of God in strength and in power and in majesty. And in the baptismal story, of course, the light of God shines forth through this window in the form of the voice from heaven. And many people simply picture God as seen through this one window. Their image of God is one who is solely, who is remote, who is totally separated and disconnected from us. But if we only have this one perspective of God, we can't even begin to have a fully rounded comprehension of God's nature. So light comes through the second window in the form of this man who is receiving baptism, the person of Jesus of Nazareth. Our understanding of Jesus is that he was one among us with all humanness. So let's reflect for a moment on what this implies. We jumped so quickly, haven't we, from the baby in the manger to a man, we are told, of 30 years of age. One who grew up in a peasant village under conquering Roman rule. His father, a carpenter, appears to have died in the intervening years. And it's possible that Jesus followed in his father's footsteps as the eldest son looking after a widowed mother. One who seems to have had a conviction that he was being called by God to a special mission. But perhaps he spent many years wondering just which direction he should take, how this calling was going to be accomplished. Was he meant to be a zealot, one of a group who actively fought against the Romans? Perhaps he was meant to be an Essene, a group who withdrew from the world and spent their time reflecting on the scriptures. He must have waited and wondered for a long time, until he heard news of his cousin John down south where the River Jordan poured into the Dead Sea. John, who was attracting hundreds listening to his very radical preaching. Many of those people waded into the river to accept the ancient symbolic rite of baptism as an act of faith and repentance. So Jesus, perhaps still wondering about his calling, is drawn to this place of baptism and submits to being submerged in the brown, swirling waters. And as he emerges, he receives the affirmation he's been seeking. Validation and acceptance as a beloved Son of God. The knowledge that his will and that of God's are in perfect harmony. And so Jesus is drawn to desert places to be tested alone before he begins his public ministry. The face of God revealed in a life marked with simplicity, commitment, dedication, and compassion, and ultimately by terrible death. In the life of Jesus of Nazareth, we see God's light shining through a man who gave himself completely to the service of others and who taught and acted both to show God's love for the human race and also what God requires of us. For Jesus, his baptism was an outward and public sign of his willingness to be part of humanity and all that involved. And in this baptismal story, there's yet another window, another perspective. God's Spirit, captured in that image of the dove descending. The Spirit which comes down and links the voice in the heavens with the human person who is emerging from the Jordan River. God revealed not only as powerful creator and as human Jesus, but as a continual presence which remains constantly active even in our world of today. As a bird soars, as the wind gusts, so God's Spirit continues to blow through the universe, down the centuries, being that force that moves and unites, enabling God's will to be carried out, linking the Creator God, the human Jesus, who is also Jesus the Christ, and the community we call the church. The Spirit of God is God's presence, alive and vital and powerful in the world we live in, blowing through all times and places and peoples. God's light shining through each one of us if we open ourselves to it. When Rebecca talked to the children, she reminded them of their baptism. And it's also a reminder to every one of us that we need to reflect on from time to time. To remember that we're all beloved children of God, and that God's Spirit is within each one of us, enabling us to have the courage and the commitment to witness and to live out our faith. We're called to remember our baptismal vows. Many of us were baptized as infants. We have no memory. Our parents made those vows on our behalf. But as we grow and become adults, it's up to us to affirm an outward expression of our own desire and willingness to be part of what God would accomplish in the world. And so the God we worship comes to us, breaks forth before us, in constantly creative and ever-changing ways. God shines forth to us through three windows. Let us pray. Our God, help us to live each day in the newness of your light, to be aware of fresh visions of your ways with us, and to show forth your light in the darkness of our world. Help us to remember our baptism as we pray in and through the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.